Part 1. You will hear a telephone conversation between a man who wants to book some accommodation at a holiday park and a woman who works at the park. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. Now listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 5.
Good morning, Ahopi Holiday Park.
Oh, hello. We're planning on coming to Ahopi for a couple of weeks during the summer holidays, and some friends of mine recommended your holiday park, particularly the wooden cabins you have.
That's good to hear. Well, we have different types of cabin available.
Can you tell me about the most basic type?
Yes. We have a couple of cabins still available which are right beside the pool.
That sounds great.
Yes, they are in a good spot. They have one main living area and there's another room with the beds. If you want to do any cooking, there's a communal kitchen that everyone uses. But otherwise, the kitchen in the cabin just has a fridge, a small one, and also a microwave for heating things up.
I see. And what's the cost of that?
That's $35 per night.
Okay. And what other types of cabin do you have?
Right, we have our standard cabins. These are near reception, so that's handy if you want to come in and get us to book a trip or anything. The kitchen is fully equipped too, so you can do all your cooking there.
What other facilities does it have? Is there a television?
In the standard cabin, I'm afraid not. But it has a shower, which you don't get in the basic cabin.
Okay.
And that's $55 a night inclusive.
And is there another cabin type?
Yes, the Standard Plus. All of these cabins are directly opposite the lake, and they all come with a private spa as well.
Sounds good.
I should tell you that these cabins are quite popular, so I'd advise you to book as soon as possible.
I don't suppose there's a discount for booking for a longer period.
There is, actually, for the Standard Plus. Once you go up to 5 nights, there's a 15% discount, and anything more than 10 nights, it's 18%.
I'll give it some thought. I think we'll probably go for the standard.
All right.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 6 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 6 to 10.
So for children, what kind of activities can they do at the holiday park? Do you have a trampoline or anything?
No, but a lot of the kids who come here do tennis. It costs nothing to use our court, and they can come borrow the rackets from us, as long as they bring them back, of course.
Great. My kids would be into that. And we're planning to bring our boat with us and get out on the water. Is it possible for an afternoon or something to hire some equipment? We're hoping to go fishing, but we don't have our own stuff.
Yes, for a small charge, we can let you have some equipment.
Fantastic. Is there anything else for kids to do in the Ahopi area?
Well, on Saturday or Sunday, you might like to go to the farm. It's only a short drive from the holiday park. You can go riding there and see how everything works. It's quite a popular thing to do.
Okay, I'll just make a note of that.
Actually, one thing I would recommend, depending on whether your children don't mind a late night...
I'm sure they wouldn't.
Well, it's a guided tour, $20 for a family, every evening, and you go along with the guide into the forest. That's when the native birds wake up, and it's a great chance to see them in their natural habitat.
My daughter would love that. Now, I just want to check all this with my wife. Will you still be there in 30 minutes?
No, I'm going on my lunch break. But I'll pass your details on to someone else who can confirm your reservation. Her name's Arataki. That's A-R-A-T-A-K-I. T-A-K-I.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That is the end of part one. You now have 1 minute to check your answers to part one.